Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me, he's full of edge. It's Ben.
That is me. Especially if anybody is ever unfortunate enough to see my chat logs from like circa 2009. Oof.
Oh no.
Yeah, I deleted those. I kept them and then I was over looking the at edge. Them one day.
And then you push.
That shit's not meant to be kept.
No.
It's not meant to be
burn
kept.
Burn it all.
I did.
Yeah, but that's just like, that you like go over the edge and then you put those push those tapes over the edge of a cliff.
Yeah. You watch Batman?
We watch more Batman. The new adventures.
Fucking weird Batman.
Stuff gets a little weird. The new Batman adventures.
Yeah.
Time has passed.
It's weird, dude.
Some characters look more different than others.
Some characters look more different, but there was also just like a different vibe, you know? A lot of it's just adjustment period, right? Like, I was used to that thing, and now the thing is different. But there was definitely...
True.
There was definitely, like, great shit, you know? Like, there's still just some outstanding stuff, and I was still very surprised by some stuff. I mean, I think the first thing that needs to be mentioned is, like, whatever animator or animators are the design artists, whoever is on this like dark lipstick kind of punk train, like they deserve a handshake.
It's Bruce Timm running the show.
Dude is just going for it. He's like, give them all black lipstick.
All black lipstick.
And I'm here for it.
It's the season for black lipstick. That's for fucking sure.
Dude, it's like so many people.
Yeah.
Like, Poison Ivy, it makes sense. But, like, holy shit.
Harley, they didn't actually change her design at all.
Yeah, no, they did, like, nothing. Poison Ivy, pretty good. Pretty good. Look, Mr. Freeze got a big nerf.
Mr. Freeze got a nerf because he no longer has that classic Mike Mignola design.
Yeah.
And the Joker got a nerf.
Joker got nerfed super hard, which we already saw.
They streamlined the Joker too much. Yeah. Too many details were removed. Also, his black eyes.
Yeah. It's pretty meh. But, like, dude, everybody got hit a little, though. Like, even Gordon and all the Alfred.
Gordon... Looks like he went through some shit, honestly.
He looks older.
I was listening to one of the commentaries, and one of the producers was like, they were like, people thought he looked sick. And it's like, I just thought he was. Like, I thought he had prostate cancer between seasons. His head cannon.
Incredible. I mean, it makes sense.
He's so much thinner.
Catwoman is
fucking weird. Scarecrows.
Oh, Scarecrow is like
Scarecrow's look, probably the biggest upgrade.
I was gonna say, like, it's so different. It's just a familiarity thing, but like his design is pretty sick.
It's fucking nuts. And he's so much bigger as a human.
Dude, he's just giant.
His shoulders are so fucking huge.
Yeah, he's got that.
But the
physique.
Fucking noose around his neck is fucking. It goes so hard,
dude. It's wild. No, that shit. Like, he's scary. He's like the scariest villain now.
Yep. Also, both of his episodes in the set rule. So
yeah,
for both episodes, he's like a part of or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Catwoman is weird. I don't like that.
That design's closer to like her design in the Tim Burton movie.
Why is her
although like obviously streamlined?
Why is her lower half of her face white? Weird.
Because in that Tim Burton movie, she's like undead. She like dies and gets brought back to life by electricity and cats nibbling at her. In that movie,
great.
But she doesn't have like all the zippers on her outfit. I think she does in that movie, I think, is the big difference.
I think, like her, it also was jarring because, like, then she, I mean, I like her new regular design. Selena
Kyle.
Yeah. Like, that design is pretty good. But
mm-hmm, her short black hair,
her hitting on Nightwing isn't. It's
cursed. No, I don't like that, dude. That's not good.
I put Catwoman hitting on Nightwing is weird. Like,
yeah.
And then like in that episode, I was like, I don't really like this Nightwing vibe at all. Like, what a shit intro. This was terrible.
They're also like, yeah. I by the end of it, I'm okay because they're purposely fucking with you.
Yeah, sure, but still,
it's not great. But also, I do like when Batman just lets that guy run by him. He's like, he's all yours.
Yeah, dude. Like, there was like that shit's still incredible.
Like, Batman just standing there.
Yeah, just like, leaning. That guy runs up. Away.
Yeah, that part's great.
I mean, the big thing.
But mostly, I don't like that episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the big thing with Catwoman is like they imply that the will they won't they between her and Batman is like fucking trashed completely, which like you knew it couldn't work or whatever. But why destroy my hope? Are they Mr. Freeze? Dude, he had less of a hit, you know. Like, it didn't. I felt like his shit wasn't hitting as hard, but goddamn, they were writing him ice cold. Pun intended.
Yes.
Like, his writing is insane.
Yeah, I don't like weird spider Mr. Freeze.
That's fucking unreal. I was losing my mind. I'm like, the last time we saw him, he wasn't like going after her or like trying to contact her because she was like happy or whatever. You know, like, we got that vibe of, well, like, he's not going to go to her. That's, like, the vibe that you're getting. And now he's like, I'm ahead. just, I can't.
Also, think about it like this. That movie we watched, like, that was made before this episode. So they knew about that movie making this. But this episode came out before that movie did.
Oh, weird.
So I saw this episode before ever seeing that. Well, before ever seeing that movie, or I even could have.
That's insanity. Jesus.
So I'm going right from like that last episode with the evil Walt Disney theme park or whatever.
Which the
with the old guy who becomes like Mr. Freeze, breaks him out of jail.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We're like Freeze. You last see Freeze and Nora like in an iceberg floating away.
Yes.
And now she's just better, and he's
much worse.
Ahead.
Yeah.
He's just a little head.
Look, Darth Maul in Clone Wars making a lot more sense.
Also, his henchwomen with their fucking heavy coat skirts.
The fucking, the parkas and bare legs. Look. Dude, I was thinking while watching this too, like, even just within the first episode, I was like, why did it got so horny? Like, it's so thirsty. Yes. We get the thing of like Barbara Gordon changing in the
Bruce
store.
Tim influence.
Like, she's changing in the store. Like, there's fucking women everywhere. There's like the name of it. Because, like, all this shit is... Looking on the wiki is difficult because it's in the different order than we watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just looking at my folder now.
Mean Seasons.
Sure.
The car show, and it's just all the fucking girls. Like, there's so many. It's so thirsty.
Well, and like Calendar Girl, is kind of an invention of the show, like loosely based on Calendar Man as like a calendar themed villain, but that's about fucking it. It's mostly an original character.
And then, shit, what is it? Oh yeah, Torch Song. Couldn't think of the name.
Uh-huh.
Like, Cassidy felt bad.
Sure.
I did like that. Kind of cursed, but other than that, like, there's some great shit, dude. What's your leading episode for this batch? Like, what's the stand up? Yeah.
Over the Edge.
Okay. I can see it. I was losing my mind during that episode. Because, like,
well, it's fucking nuts. Because
it's
everything going wrong.
Well,
in a way that cannot be real.
But I don't know that. Because think of it from my perspective. I'm like, I didn't expect this show to do like the Batgirl thing, and they did that. I certainly didn't expect like Nightwing to come in and evolving that way, and they did it. And there's been a lot of unexpected shit. So now they do this. I'm like, huh? What? It has to be a dream or something. But then it kept going, and I'm like, I don't fucking know.
They do a flashback. I don't know. In their dream sequence.
Yeah. I don't know. It had me guessing. I don't trust them to not do it, I guess. That was a good ending, though. Like, that ending is fucking great.
No, that's the thing that makes that episode, honestly, to me, is the fucking end where Gordon's like, Barbara, I fucking know you're Batgirl. Your hair is fucking out there. It's fine.
Yeah.
I understand. We're good.
Yeah. I also like the...
I really like that ending where it's just like, yeah, fucking course he knows she's Batgirl.
Yeah. Like, can't... Parents aren't that.
And also, so that's an episode that TMS did all the storyboarding for, and they fucking killed it. That's also the first episode of the show that's using a lot of digital effects.
Although
it's still like mostly traditional. But if you look, like, a lot of the, like, when the boat is chasing them, or when Batman and Robin jump off that cliff, there's just like a lot of panning effects.
Oh, okay.
And stuff that are done digitally.
Okay. I mean, it was seamless. Like, you know, it's not like it's bad CGI.
Yeah, you can see it when you know what you're looking for, but...
Sure.
But also just, like, the regular... Like, the character animation is still so fucking good. Like, when Batman tries to punch Bane and he takes the little stutter step.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And then misses.
God, there's so much good shit.
Fucking Bane's redesign.
I would.
So fucking metal.
Yeah, dude. Bane looks pretty good.
His fucked up teeth.
Yeah. I think my standout episode, honestly. Do you have any guesses? Do you have a guess before I say it?
Is it Holiday Night?
I have to look at which one that is. Oh, yeah, that's just the first one. It's not, though. That, like... sequence is fucking great. It's good shit.
And that one's Holiday Night is adapting a comic.
Okay.
All those shorts were comic stories, although they were like drawn in Bruce Timm drew them, I think, or they're in Bruce Timm's style at least. You might not have drawn all, you might have drawn some of them. I don't remember. But they're like, Batgirl has the old Batgirl outfit in the comic.
Gotcha.
So that's interesting to look at, because Clayface is the old Clayface design.
Sure.
Oh, is it Growing Pains?
It is.
Is that it? Yeah, hell yeah. That might actually be my real answer. I've always loved that episode.
Dude, was it? I might be reading into things. I might be seeing things that aren't fully there, but, you know, viewer interpretation or whatever. Did it feel like Akira? Uh-huh. It felt kind of Akira-y to me. But maybe that was just me, like, looking at shit too much. Like, just, I don't know. It felt like the directing was a step up. And I even looked because it was giving me enough of a vibe that I'm like, did this person fucking work on Akira? And they did not. They worked on, like, every other anime film, like, ever.
Yeah, but they worked for that studio.
Okay. I didn't check. I didn't check. Because
that's a TMS episode, and TMS did Akira.
Okay, yeah. No, there were some
looks
shots.
Like she also worked on
a shitload
the
of
director
Ghibli.
Of that worked on Castle of Cagliostro.
Yes,
and other stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, like a ton of that.
Mm.
Other big names like Little Nemo: Adventures in Slumberland.
Yeah, which is the movie that studio made after Akira that then bankrupted them, basically. This is why they had to do all this fucking TV, American TV animation work for hire.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that movie bombed.
I mean, you know, Summer Wars. Anyway.
Rye?
Yeah, what a
your favorite movie.
What a fucking banger.
The last credit on here.
Just discuss. Yeah, I assume everybody like never found work after working on that film is my headcanon. Yeah, no, that episode, also the fucking ending was like fucked up.
It's so sad.
Like, it's depressing as shit.
Like, any other charges? Yeah, murder. And Robin walks away.
Like, god damn.
Because also that's like, other than his origin story, like, that's our Robin episode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For new, because we should talk about new Robin.
Oh yeah, new Robin is, I mean, he's cool. He's fine. I like him.
Yeah, he's called Tim Drake, but he's so much more Jason Todd than he is Tim Drake.
Yes, I concur.
Because being a street tough kid is the Jason Todd thing. Like, one of Jason Todd's origins is he steals the hubcaps off the Batmobile.
Hell yeah.
But also, in practicality as Robin, he's just Dick Grayson again. Like, he's just Robin.
Yeah.
Whereas Tim Drake is like a character who becomes Robin because he figures out who Batman is, and he's like, and he's in this story where he tries to force, and it's like after Jason Todd's death, and he like tries to force Dick Grayson to become Robin again, because he's like, Batman needs a Robin. But then he becomes Robin. But like, as a character, he's closer to Batman in terms of being like smart and a detective than like the boy wonder kind of just smiling character like that, I would say.
Sure.
More angsty.
Okay.
So it's kind of it's a different thing. Funnily, the Robin that's in the Teen Titans cartoon they make, who they actually say is Dick Grayson, that character feels way more like comics Tim Drake.
Interesting. I guess I didn't think about like which Robin that was.
Yeah.
Are we going to do, like, Teen Titans someday?
Oh, yeah, we'll do Teen Titans.
Because I've also not seen it. That one, I've seen more of it than anything else in this bit.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't even know that I've seen more of it. I've seen more of it that I remember because I was slightly older. So, like,
sure.
I'd flick through and, like, later. Check it. Yeah.
And Glenn Murakami, who's working on these shows, is the head of it.
I do want to swing back to something you said. I know we were talking about Robin, but I need to get this out there because it is, I think, my biggest nerf. The Batmobile, okay. Man. What'd they do?
Oh, true.
Why did they do this?
It's not as good.
That fucking, in the, I don't know what batch it was of the first season, but like that one where I was like trying to find out what engine noise they used, and I found uh-huh. that Batmobile website. I'm like, the Batmobile is fucking sick. Like, someone just went all in, and then in here it's like, womp, womp, womp. Like, it's a Batmobile. It's
It feels like a nerf in the same way the new Penguin design.
Dude, I didn't even know it was Penguin.
Feels like
he's just a guy.
They're just going back to, they're like abandoning some of the ideas of this show and just going back to older stuff.
Sure.
Like, that just looks, that's just like what Penguin looked like. That's closer to Penguin in like the Adam West show or whatever.
Dude, and it's so, there's so much less character there compared to the other versions. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But that's like just the creators having a thing that was older that they liked.
Yeah, sure.
Secretly. And going back on a more modern take. I also think, like, because again, a lot of the motivation of this redesign is Bruce Timm wanting the animation to be more consistent. So I think that Batmobile didn't have a chance of existing because of how it would, like,
rubber.
Hug the road. Yeah, like the rubber Batmobile, I think, was a thing that, like, he just didn't want to see anymore.
I mean,
because he said he thinks that the show just looks better after the redesign, and I just think that it's for him because he sees fewer flaws.
Yeah, because
the flaws
sure.
stand out more to
and
him.
For like me, I'm like, I'm not. This isn't a jab against it. It feels like there's like slightly less heart. They took the Batmobile. Sure. Actually, not even fucking that. But they're not doing any. They haven't done anything. Where's the Batmobile episode? They haven't done anything to like sell me on it. They haven't done a close up of the jet. There's no like gratuitous engine noises, even though it's a jet engine on the back.
Uh huh. Yeah, they just don't care about it.
They don't.
Also,
they have. I'm trying to think if we had to have seen like the, I don't even know what the hell you would call it, the bat boat. Did we see that in the first batch? Like in the first season, I guess? Before the redesign?
I think so.
Because like.
But I don't remember.
That thing looks sick. Mm-hmm. And this is like an incredibly consistent, I guess, preference design that I like. Like, they're out here. It's the chromed out Naboo cruiser from Star Wars from episode one. Like, it's that same fucking kind of design. I'm like, this is great. This is what I'm here for. It's Darth Maul's ship. Uh-huh. Same shit. It's just good.
And like our big look at it is in Over the Edge, and they're using that's an episode, like the digital effects they use in that. Also, they'd use for the water. So the water looks really fucking good because water's so fucking hard,
dude. I noticed that.
Traditional animation.
I did think the water was looking a little wetter than normal.
Yeah,
like it was solid, though.
That and the thing I love about that episode is just like looking back and it's like they're using digital effects as a tool to help enhance the thing.
Yes,
not as like replacement effect that changes the entire character thing. Just like. But as a tool to enhance, they're using those tools very well.
Augmenting.
And they basically had to, like, you know, beg for them to let them do digital effects for stuff.
I mean, I was also a little distracted by the fact I was, like, laughing to myself about... I mean, it makes sense in the context of that world, but, like, the police are just out here with fucking rocket launchers.
Uh-huh. Like, I love their fucking their armored vehicles that are just a battering ram.
Their battering ram armor vehicle for a wooden door.
Their battering ram tanks.
Yeah,
it's so good.
That shit was wild.
You're probably just losing your mind that Alfred got arrested. You're like, no. How can you do this?
I was losing my mind, but like, I don't know, because it was cool. Like, him getting arrested or whatever, but, like, him saving Batman is, like, and him, like, telling him, keep going, keep going. Like, he's basically fucking Gandalf, okay?
Like, like Gordon's lining up the shot with his gun.
Dude,
he's just, like, gonna shoot him.
That shit was
fucking...
Oh, that was great.
Barrels into him.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Also, we got Alfred in the bath. That shot, just his head out of the bubbles, is so good.
I don't think I'll be needing anything, sir. Well, a cup maybe of some tea.
Yeah, yeah. His chemical bath is actually quite soothing. Damn, I could go for a bubble bath.
Should talk about new Batgirl voice.
I thought I was going a little crazy, and I was like, do I just misremember this? And I actually looked up, like, whatever random ass clip of her in the before the redesign, and I was like, yeah, this is like different, because I was like, why is she always talking like under her breath? I'm not a huge fan of it, but I think it either grew on me, or I didn't notice as much, or I didn't care as much by like the last time we saw her.
Sure.
Is it different?
I think.
Is it the same? Like, it's the same voice actress, right?
No.
No?
It's Tara Strong now.
I thought it was the same. I thought it was the same person, just doing a bit of a different voice.
It is not the same person.
Whatever. People all sound alike. Look, it's
extremely a different person.
I mean, it does. Look, dude, some voice actors, like, they can do different voices. I don't want to assume. I didn't look at that, though, sure, because I did assume. I didn't even think to check. Actually, you know what? That's not totally true. I did look. I looked at, like, the cast. Because let me see. Because the way that Wikipedia lists this stuff, like, it's really annoying to me looking at this shit that they distinguish between New Adventures and just Batman the Animated Series. So, like,
yeah,
I'm looking at Batman the Animated Series, and it says cast, protagonist. And Batgirl is not listed under that table. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking read through all this shit. So I skipped it. But
because she's only in, like, a few episodes.
On New Adventures, protagonist, she's there. And yeah, it's Tara Strong. I'm like, oh, she must have been doing it before as well. I didn't even think to look. But yeah, nope. Melissa Gilbert.
Uh-huh. It could be... it's definitely better than the performance we got in that movie.
Yeah.
Where it was... Because that was just an impression of...
yeah.
the original performance, instead of Tara Strong doing her own thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was someone thinking about Melissa Gilbert while they were doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Tara Strong versus Batgirl in DC Superhero Girls, so you should just love it.
That's a completely different fucking voice. Like, that's a wildly different take on the character.
I'm sure it's a different performance.
It is.
Tara Strong. Like... Tara Strong, this is the low end of Tara Strong's range.
it's like hyper Batgirl.
This is her going deep.
Yeah, no, this is that's like hyper Batgirl.
Let's fucking.
It's Twilight Sparkle.
Closer to Bubbles and the Powerpuff Girls.
Or that, yeah. Okay, she's not that squeaky.
Which is my reference because I'm old.
She's not that squeaky. She doesn't get quite there.
Okay. I mean, that's just my pull for Tara Strong.
Yeah, yeah. What do I even. I probably have a better pull, honestly. But be damned if I can think of it off the top of my head.
Sure.
Do you know what the most surprising episode for me was?
No.
It was Double Talk. Why can't I think of the ventriloquist name?
Scarface.
Is it just Scar? It's just fucking Scarface.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's the ventriloquist.
Yeah, but I'm like, I know Arnold is the dude's name, but I'm like, I can't, they couldn't possibly, it's not just Scarface, right? I'm misremembering. Oh, okay. Dude, I was like, all right, they're like, he was healing and whatever, and now he's going to be like back, and that's going to be the whole thing. Never in a million fucking years did I expect him to the pop off on Scarface at the end. I was losing my damn mind. I was so happy.
I know. He just fucking unloads. It's so funny because, like, I think kind of all of those episodes end with the puppet getting fucked up because they can. Like, it's just wood. We can do whatever we want to this thing. We can
abuse this puppet.
Him just fucking unloading the machine gun into it.
Yeah, dude.
It's so good.
And, like...
And it's so funny, like, they that's, like, classic Batman the Animated Series, where they put all this pathos into the ventriloquist. None of that is in the comic version of that character.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. But, like, see, it extends to, it's him, right? And you, like, you're so glad. But also, it extends to, like, feeling so happy for Batman. Because, like, this is what he fucking wants. Just wants him to be better. He wants him to get healthy.
No, that that's also a great episode of seeing, like, all the other ways that Bruce Wayne tried to help people.
Yeah, dude, the halfway house and, like, employing him, all, like, dude, is so good. Like, that shit, incredible.
Yeah, that stuff's so good. Also, like, the way they, like, fucking, like, reawaken Scarface by fucking haunting that guy. It's like, it's a great episode.
I mean, yeah, dude, I was like, this is fucking terrible. This is a damn nightmare.
This guy with the multiple personalities, and he put a speaker in his fucking room to make the voices come back.
God. Yeah, and the fact that, like, even like
I love that Scarface then fucking turns on them and is like, I'm going to fucking murder you guys for doing that.
I was laying low. You brought me out early, you fuck. Dude, that's like such a fucking nightmare. And it's made worse by, like, because it doesn't work right away, right? Like, he's resisting it because he is truly healthy. Like, he was cured.
Yeah.
And then it just gets to the fucking point where it's too much. Oh, if I was Batman, I'd be so pissed. Speaking about if I were Batman, he definitely needed to break the no-kill rule for that kid. That was the one. That was the one, dude.
Clary and the Witch Boy.
Fuck those kids. What a prick.
No, he just had to go to his room.
Buckle-ass that shoes.
Classic Jack Kirby design.
Look, send that little prick to the Shadow Realm. Put him in the fucking jar. God, he was just the worst. Oh, right. That was also one of the episodes where I was, like, losing my mind because I was like, how many fucking things are we going to get into this batch of episodes? Now there's a fucking lithe feline woman? Come on. Jesus. Unbelievable.
Also, they're willing to just do real fucking magic exists in Batman now.
Yeah. And, dude, and the fucking the ending to that one, Robin's like, what was that? Batman's like, don't ask. Like, just looking directly at the fans. Stares into camera. Fucking don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That shit was great.
We're literally with a fucking... Because the fact that we're, like, dealing with Etrigan means fucking Merlin was real.
Yeah, dude. The fact, like, okay, we're just doing Arthurian shit. I'm about it.
That shit's just real.
Yeah, you know. It's Morgan's brand. Does Excalibur take place in the DC universe? it was a good episode though.
It's guy aging.
Fucking the intro to the character of I can't think of the dude's, what's the human's name? They call him Mr. Blood.
Jason Blood,
yeah. I couldn't think of his first name. Jesus Christ, it's Jason Blood. Anyway, that intro to him And then, like, specifically to the relationship between him and Bruce Wayne was fucking great. Like, what a good way to establish where someone stands, you know? Like, the fucking bidding war and Bruce Wayne just bids a million and just gives it to him. He's like, I'll pay you back. And like, you really don't need to.
They should not have left it by an open window, though.
That is,
they
like...
They fucked up on that one.
They, you know...
That episode hinges on them leaving it by an open window is like the one nitpick when you rewatch when I'm watching, like, just close that fucking window though.
Yeah, there was I feel like I had slightly more nitpicks this go around, but like,
sure,
not a crazy amount.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Trying to think what the one was. There was like one where I was like, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember which one it was, which tells you how critical it was, I guess.
One of my favorite ones of a character just like is when Two-Face just starts talking to Robin like he's the old Robin.
Oh yeah, yeah. He doesn't
like that's just different. That's just who Robin is. Yeah. And I'm just like, that's fine. That's actually good. The Two-Face is like that far detached from reality. He's just like, yeah. It's Robin. Oh, my old nemesis.
Yeah, dude. Like, no, I thought that was great. Just doesn't register it at all.
This little kid.
God damn, what was I gonna say? I saw a thing on the wiki that reminded me of a thing. Shit, what was it? Son of a bitch. Oh, I was looking at the Joker's Millions, which
sure
reminded me. I saw a bit. And I remember the quote that I wanted to bring up, which is probably the obvious. Like, I'll take on Batman, but I'm not stupid enough to take on the IRS.
Yeah,
shit's
yeah.
Just great.
Classic.
Yeah. It, you know, it gets me every time.
I love fake Harley because she's terrible.
Fake Harley was fucking great.
Also, Harley gets so fucking mad. That's also great.
Yeah. Dude.
I'll kill him.
Paint gets that mansion painted.
That really feels, that's like old school Joker bullshit.
Painting the mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the most inane shit.
Yeah. Shit was great.
And then he's like doing his heist with where he's doesn't want to get caught, so he's not doing any of his shit.
Yeah, he's just doing normal nonsense.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. We saw what Bruce Wayne, well, Batman Bruce Wayne without fear is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of scary. Very scary.
Not scared to kill.
Yeah. Like, that shit was dark. I was really happy when Robin managed to tie him up and Batman was doing his bullshit, right? And Robin's like, I almost believed you. I was like, thank you, writers, for not having him believe Batman, because that would have been fucking weak as hell.
Batman going, you little.
Yeah, he's like cursing him out and shit. But it's kind of extra. That scene is extra scary in retrospect because, like, once he's better, he is like, you did the right thing. Like, you aced that shit. But that's also what lying Batman said. Kind of terrifying, dude.
Yeah. I also love Bruce Wayne's disguise at the beginning of that episode. Just the little fucking mustache.
Just the thin pencil stash.
And then he fucking murders those fucking alligators.
Fucking blood just comes up in the water. Yeah, he just walks out.
And his mustache is gone. It's the only thing. Like, yeah. He's a little disheveled and wet, and his mustache is gone.
That intro.
We got Batman's power armor.
Our first
look at sort of the thing that's going to be the Batman Beyond suit.
Okay. Yeah.
In terms of an idea.
That was a great bit from Alfred, where he's like, "You shouldn't go out." He phrased it differently. Like, he implied Batman was looking like shit. But but it was like, you need something stronger.
Yeah. It's not as good as Alfred giving him a can of chicken soup.
It is not. Not quite as good, no. Also, the fact that, like, the suit apparently was not incredibly strong, because his plan was just to walk into the fire, like, into getting shot, and he kept going, like, like, getting shoved back. Like, that shit sounded like it hurt.
True.
I mean, very true. He got there in the end, but geez.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what? That's what my nitpick was a little bit. And I recognize that, like, all these people are just insane, right? Like, that's the point.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that we got, you know, I said with Livewire, like, in Superman, kind of that same deal. Like, she gets this thing done to her, and then she just, like, nope, I'm going to fucking destroy this entire city and kill everyone and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Meanwhile, Firefly is like, I'm going to explode Gotham, and then we're going to escape. I'm like, my guy. All these people are just 0 to 100.
I developed this gel that burns through anything, even ice.
I was losing my mind at that quote. I'm like, yeah, ice, one of the most impenetrable materials for heat. Oh, that shit was ridiculous.
I think that episode's, like, inherently pretty lame, but Firefly just goes so hard, kind of saves it.
Yeah.
There's just, like, so much fire and explosion. Like, he just goes so extra with it.
Oh, totally. Like,
his fucking fire sword.
Dude, his lightsaber that has a discount, legally distinct lightsaber activation and deactivation noises. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that shit was fucking cool. Fire sword, yeah. That's a winner.
Yeah.
His dumb suit, though, I don't know.
Sure.
Also, he got, like,
I mean, he looks like a fort, like, you know, like the Rocketeer or whatever.
He has some upgraded shit. Like, remember Batman's jetpack thing that he had to keep up with Superman or whatever?
Uh-huh.
This is so much more streamlined.
It's true. It's
fucking tiny.
It's a much better jetpack. And it can just, like, hover.
Yeah. It's, the power creep in this universe is insane.
Because when I'm watching, I'm also like, how did you not... You're just, like, a technician for Rockstar. How do you not have, like, a better job? I mean, you're not making more money. You're inventing all this shit.
Yeah. Like, if he was a weapons, you know, engineer, that makes sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But whatever, you know. He just likes being part of the show.
He's just an incel.
As they all are. Dude, speaking of incels.
Stalker X.
Speaking of incels, Mad Hatter. What happened?
I know. We also get the Riddler redesign in that scene. Really bad.
I didn't even notice.
But he basically doesn't talk. And I don't think he's, like, even really in this. There's no Riddler episode with him in that outfit, I don't think. I might be misremembering a little bit.
I don't think he was. He wasn't in the outfit. I mean, I didn't even know he was there.
Yeah, he's like in this teal outfit, on that couch, and it doesn't look good.
Which episode?
It's a bad reason.
That's the.
It's that same one where Mad Hatter and Harley are talking and Over the Edge.
Right. Okay.
He's on that couch too.
I'll double check when we're done with this.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mad Hatter actually gets lines though.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking between, because I did do some like comparisons for like some of these characters. I was like, did you get redesigned like a lot, or am I insane? You know, like how is my memory just like already being like, this is way, we're gonna remember this as way better than it was. it's not. I'm not crazy this time. Like, Bullock's design is different. Not necessarily. You know, it's. I think it's. Roughly yeah. the same, but like looking back, or like for Batman in my head, I'm like, this doesn't seem that different. And then I look at his previous design, I'm like, that's so much better to me. Mm-hmm. Like his body shape is more of a person.
Mm-hmm. He's way more shoulders now,
which you'll notice is different than chest. My preference for Superman. I want Superman to be like the absolute fucking pinnacle of strength, but Batman's a guy.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, I did find
out. I'm used to it as a thing that happened at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't have like. The other thing, the thing I'll say is like. Because in theory, the idea of this season is like, oh, we're introducing more. He's got more sidekicks, more like jovial, happy-go-lucky kids. But Batman is so much more like fucking, like they've made Batman a darker character. Like he is, he's much more down to fucking business.
Yeah. That and like. I don't know. We get a little bit. It's kind of interesting. Knowing, like,
he is hardened. His heart is hardened.
Yeah. And knowing. You know what? That's relevant in a couple ways. Knowing that Batman Beyond exists, the bit with him like thinking about getting old and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
That also ties into the fucking Bruce Wayne L we got, which is like, you can work at this company as long as you want. And the dude's fucking cheering.
Yeah. That dude wanted to keep working, but yeah.
That's fine, but like. A little gross in today's climate.
No, it's not great as a thing to write into your episode. But
yeah.
It's not like. He didn't fucking make that guy keep working.
Yeah, no, like, that's fine, but like. Oh boy!
Didn't. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm aware. I'm aware.
Yeah. Imagine retiring at 65.
I know.
Or
I know.
At all.
It's one of the show being very dated.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's like, it's not, it's not presented in like a terrible fucking light or whatever. It's fine. It's a funny thing instead of being completely miserable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think, did we miss any episodes?
We didn't talk about really how, like how good Growing Pains is. Or whatever.
That is true. This shit's good. I was not expecting.
It's just so fucking good.
I was not expecting the ending. I think at a when did I clue into it? I don't know. It felt like I thought of it a little earlier than I normally do. But uh-huh. for a good chunk, I was like, I'm just racking my brain, like, who's this girl gonna be? like her dad is there, and like he's, you know, we see him in the episode or whatever before linking him to her.
I'm
like, okay, like that, he's obviously gonna be like this thing. That makes sense. But I was trying to fucking figure it out and I couldn't. At my initial thought was the dude, the Jack dude robbing places, is this girl. And like there's something, you know, she like turns into him and she doesn't remember what's happening, but like she's aware of him, and that's why she's aware of him and like can feel him or whatever. But then
that's like pretty close.
But then she's like, yeah, like it turned out to be like kind of a bit true. But that got dashed. That exact theory got dashed when she's like, I feel him, he's close. I'm like, oh shit, here it comes. She's gonna transform, and then they like pan over and he's in an alley. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, other people can see him. Okay, never mind. He's tangible. But like that was just good shit. Also, fucking the scene with Robin saving her from those bikers. First off, that shit was like cursed as hell. She's like 12 or whatever. Like Jesus, fuck. Second off. Maybe I have this nitpick because of how cursed it was. I was like, he just threw a fucking 2x4 at that dude's chest while he was going, knowing how motorcycles accelerate, probably up to 15 or 20 miles an hour. That dude's dead. Like, that guy's sure. fucking gone. And I was like, we could have had him just, like, be a little more injured after what he tried to do.
Eh. Look, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, you can show the dude wrapped up in bandages. It happens all the time. Generically paralyzed from the neck down that we don't have to talk about, but, you know. You're wrapped in bandages, it could be anything. It's a joke, or you're never going to walk again.
Uh-huh.
Also, they made the ending of that episode, like, completely fucked. Like, they didn't, like, nah, she's not just going to get absorbed. It's going to be, like, hellish. It's going to be really
and she's
cursed.
Erased, and he can't bring her back.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, super cursed.
God, Robin fucking just, like, bring her back. Like, I can't.
Yeah. And he's, like, writhing and, like. Dude, I'm telling you, it's kind of accurate.
It's, yeah. Our lighthearted, fun Kid Robin episode.
Yeah. Man, I do not.
That is some writers who got to do whatever the fuck they wanted.
I don't remember what episode it was. I did send you the screenshot of like Robin's mask being like the most expressive thing in existence.
Sure.
Like he has a real bouncy. He has a real good like. Can I just like copy the link to this bit? Copy link here. I'll just
it squishes in all kinds of ways.
I'll just send this one or the link to that one again. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
that shit is great.
That first step that in the Holiday Nights where new Robin is just there and like Gordon opens a file and Robin like takes a piece of paper off it and like turns around. And I'm just thinking like Gordon's like, the fuck is this kid doing here?
Yeah.
The fuck are we doing here?
Oh shit, yeah, we got the Gordon and Batman having their single cup of coffee.
Oh, that's so good.
The annual cuppa. Yeah, that was great.
The fucking the one bandaged arm.
Yeah. She was real good. That was a great episode.
Yeah. I love Harley in that other in Holiday Nights, Harley saying, "Give me some sugar, baby." That's killer. And then, "Oh my god, we killed him." Oh well.
Yeah.
We were gonna do it anyway.
You got Santa Bullock, who was terrible.
Santa. My god,
Montoya fucking just being like,
the
come
girl on.
On
his lap. He's like, "Oh, I fucking sent this girl's kid up the to prison.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it ain't a hacksaw, why not?
Montoya's please. Oh, shit's really good. Like, yeah.
Montoya's been upgraded to detective in this. She's in plain clothes instead of being cop uniform.
True. I didn't even think about that, but yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's good shit, and like all of the changes are just like, you know, just getting used to it or whatever, because it's fresh. It's real new,
and then it'll be gone again, because we only have this many. There's just another set of episodes like this many.
Yeah, yeah,
and then that's it for this version of Batman.
Yeah, I'm still like hyper bingeable.
yes. It's just good. But anyway, saltcirclepodcast@gmail.com, saltcirclepod on Twitter, anchor.fm/saltcircle. I'm on Twitter @comicpanels.
I'm not on Twitter.
And next time we're back to Superman.
Hell yeah.
We're only doing like...
you said 10?
9 episodes.
9 or 10 something?
Yeah, 10 episodes. It's just how it breaks down when you split it. Because like... there's like this set of 10, which is a good break, and then there's the next set of 10 is kind of the next season, and then there's like a 3-episode end of the series kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of just, that's just the way it breaks.
Yeah. And whatever.
And that'll be broken up with our last episode of regular Batman. There's more to watch.
Hell yeah. That's what's important. Still going.
True.